PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Good morning and welcome to PR Web Podcast. This morning we are joined by Greg Baker. Mr. Baker is the Chief Financial Officer at Logicalis, a global IT solutions provider. Good morning, Mr. Baker. Welcome to PR Web Podcast.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Now, Mr. Baker, I understand that Logicalis has recently made a rather bold announcement recommending you for the seat on President Barack Obama's independent advisory panel. Can you tell us a little more about this exciting announcement?
Certainly. Going back to November 2008, Obama voiced his desire for strong oversight for spending on what's now officially called the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, otherwise known as the stimulus package. And now that that $800 billion of spending was signed into law on February 17th, we've decided to step up to the plate in response to his call for an independent advisory panel as part of this whole process.
So why has President Obama decided to include the private sector in this process? Isn't this typically the role for a bureaucratic body in Washington?
Well, that's right. One typically expects a task like this to be undertaken by politicians. However, President Obama's claimed it's very important for experts who will watch over this stimulus spending to receive input from beyond Washington, specifically people who've rolled up their sleeves and really developed track records of investment success.
I see. Now, I understand that Logicalis is not an academic or financial institution. Shouldn't these chairs be filled by representatives from businesses with a closer relationship to economic or governmental policy?
We don't feel that's necessarily the case, or in all terms, the right thing to do. The fact is, many Americans have just lost faith in traditional government oversight. Many feel let down or even cheated. So to counter this, President Obama has taken a first step, placing some responsibility outside of Washington. He's really aiming to drive accountability here. We share his view that independent private sector advisors, and I'm talking about people really astute at evaluating project plans, will improve the odds that taxpayer investments are both smart and sustainable.
That's a very good point. So how does Logicalis' business apply to this situation?
Well, Logicalis is in the business of implementing forward-thinking technology solutions like wireless networks and virtualized data centers. What makes us different is we provide investment advice to thousands of customers, and that advice is neutral from any particular vendor. We see this relevant to the process of stimulus, spending allocations, and funding. We recommend at Logicalis IT solutions that reduce waste and make businesses, healthcare providers, local governments all run more efficiently. And last year alone, we helped American businesses cut millions of dollars through the innovative use of IT. The objective here is strong return on the investment dollar.
Well, I can definitely understand how this would benefit a review board if the purpose is to monitor spending. So, Mr. Baker, what makes you qualified for this board on an individual level?
Well, I think the fact that I'm in charge of monitoring the finances for Logicalis, a large publicly traded company, is a great start. As CFO of one of the largest independent IT advisors, it's also given me concrete experience what's required in a strong business case. Each and every day, I work with the most talented IT advisors in the country. We're configuring sound investments for customers that span all industries named in this bill. So when the president emphasized his plan would be implemented without waste and inefficiency, it's exactly what our clients are doing every day. And the fact is, Logicalis knows quite a bit about evaluating IT projects. We've seen what works and what doesn't. I think this is the type of advisory skill the president's been speaking of, and I have nearly 20 years' experience managing funds and investment strategies for Logicalis, Thomson Reuters, and a successful private equity firm.
Okay. Well, Mr. Baker, is there a website address that our listeners can visit to learn more about this exciting news?
Sure. People can go to www.us.logicalis.com, and they'll learn more about why we're doing this and see more of my qualifications. They can also visit www.recovery.gov to monitor the government spending themselves as it unfolds.
All right. Well, let me just say that you've got my vote. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks again for being on PR Web Podcast, Mr. Baker, and good luck.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.